Sports.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
we're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
What a show this was. This was the Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211 for all your stock. See? Old habits. Follow the journey, Instagram.com/MBG1211, and go to his website, mbg1211.wordpress.com. I am Sir Rockin, riding solo for the post show here tonight. So to me, you, and a microphone here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, we're going to do things a little bit differently this evening. I'm not going to recap the entire show because, let's face it, you don't want to hear just me talking for 30 minutes. We're just not going to do that. What we're going to do is take your comments in the chat room. I'm going to give you the hits. I'm going to give you the misses, because there was a bunch of them in this show tonight, and we'll quickly run down the show. That sounds like a plan. That's the plan we're going to do. So here we go. Top hit of the night. Easily, Charlotte versus Bayley. No question about it. Charlotte versus Bayley was a great match, full of great storytelling. The way they worked over the knee and had it play a part in the entire matchup was perfect. Confusing with Bayley winning because of what happened later with Sasha, which was a hit. She played us all, making it believe that she was going to retire or was out injured or something to that effect. She talked about the legacy of women in the past, bra and panties matches, and how it's all changed. You had Dana Brooke come out, she ate the bank statement, bingo bammo. Sasha Banks says the bad news is that she's back, and she's going to face Charlotte for the Women's Championship at Night of Champions, which is great, which means why Bayley beat the champion. Kind of sending two different directions there, but Bayley wins, that's great. Dana Brooke interfered in the Charlotte match. She ate a hell of a slap from Charlotte later in the night. And I mean, she laid into her with a slap. It was intense. Speaking of intense, the opening segment was a hit. Simply for Kevin Owens turning on the fans. It was great. He played us all, which was perfect. He talked about how we stole his moment last week. Kenny, you deserve it. He already knew he deserved it. And it was, in fact, his moment. And he always knew he would get that moment. You know, Seth Rollins come out, he was pissed at Steph, and, you know, because he believed she was in on it the entire time. Before Raw started, they did a video where from earlier in the day where Foley and Steph had a heart-to-heart, and he even brought up when they first met, he was the guy with the tooth in his nose, and she was the shy girl with a smile. That was good. That was some good stuff. Here's the first miss of the night. Where was Triple H? He was the big talk last week, and there was no Triple H. None. We don't know why he did it. There was none of it. You put the focus on Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, which is what you needed to do, but you kind of wanted to know what was happening. I guess it's Labor Day. They figured, let's not waste Triple H tonight. So we held him off a week. Hopefully this is something where we don't have to wait 6 months to find out, or 2 months, or whatever, to find out what the story is. And his reasoning behind picking Kevin Owens over Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins even pointed out that Kevin Owens has always been Triple H's handpicked boy since he arrived in NXT. Mans brings up he won't interfere until Clash of Champions and help Owens win again. He could. He could. I just kind of wanted to see the reasoning, but that's just me. We'll see. We'll see if he shows up at Clash of Champions. I'm not very sure. Probably he will. I mean, they need some sort of big story coming out of the show. Let's see, some other hits. This is a minor hit. A minor hit. But Bo Dallas was back on television. Believing Bo. Because Bo. That's it. Simple, short little segment. He squashed some dude. But 1 week, he gets arrested coming off a plane because he was drunk. The next week, he's squashing someone on TV. Only in WWE. But you gotta believing Bo. That's it. Hashtag believing Bo. One other hit. Seth Rollins versus Chris Jericho was a great match. Awesome finish with the pedigree. That was really, really good. Now, should also say Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. That was a hit as well. But that wasn't in the top five or whatever of my hits. Let's talk about some misses. Oh man. Let's talk about some misses on this show. Number one. Titus O'Neil versus Darren Young. It has to go. No one cares. No one cares about Darren Young versus Titus O'Neil. No one. Number two. Crazy Alicia Fox is back. Why? Because Nia Jax beat her friend Anne Esposito. That's why Alicia Fox is back. It's good that Alicia's back on TV, but her being Crazy Alicia Fox and hitting Nia in the face with a box, breaking character, going, "Oh my god, are you okay?" And then realized, "Oh crap, we're on live television. I can't do that." Yeah. No one believes that Alicia Fox can beat Nia Jax. But it's a step from Nia beating jobbers to her next progression. I like that part of it. I don't like the Crazy Alicia Fox gimmick. It does nothing for me. Unless she's really crazy in real life. Which I think she is. So it may not be a gimmick. I don't know. Another miss was the Shining Stars beating Enzo and Cass. Why? 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 I have no other thing other than why. Why are the Shining Stars beating Enzo and Cass? They're trying to push them? Why are you trying to push the Shining Stars? Like, I don't know. It sets up a rematch. Enzo and Cass will win. But it made no sense. Then you had The Old Day. There's good comedy, there's bad comedy, and then there's comedy that shouldn't be on TV. Old Day was comedy that shouldn't be on TV. It was really, really bad. I mean, seriously bad. It was painful to watch. That's the best way to describe it. It was painful to watch. Nothing else other than painful to watch. It's like, oh, thank God the New Day came out. But now you're having the New Day beat up Old Day. Why? Does it make them look good that they beat up guys just dressed up as them? Is that what it's supposed to mean? Oh my god, they got revenge? It did nothing for me. Nothing at all. It was a thing. I guess that's the best way to put it. It was a thing that should never been on television. Here's the thing about the New Day. They've been in the position they've been in for so long that they've sort of peaked. But because they are a cash cow for WWE, they are going to continue to be put in the position to succeed and be the WWE Tag Team Champion. It's just the way it is at this point. We can't deny it. They're entertaining, but sometimes the material they're given is just awful. Like, really, really awful. Another miss. I like Enzo, I like Cass, but the baby, the fake baby. He was trying giving birth to a baby on television. I just don't even. They try. They come up with the material, and that sort of needs to happen. So, couple other things that happened on Raw. Sheamus beat Cesaro. He's up 3-0 in the series. It's like, go, Sheamus, go. And they're doing the fourth match at a live event in London, which is cool for the people in London. So if you're in London on Wednesday night, go see the match where Cesaro will get his first win. And since it's, you know, down on television, Team Tim does not get any fantasy points. So, good on that. Darren Young beat Jinder Mahal. He countered the distraction finish. Someone learned. And it was Darren Young. That was the thing. And in the main event, as I mentioned earlier, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they had a hell of a match. It's Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, what can you say? It was a match that they put on. It's good. It's always good. Owens wins with the pop-up powerbomb. Some people, not mentioning any names, thought Sami Zayn should have beat Kevin Owens. But you gotta make your champion look strong until he loses to Roman Reigns next week. Because Roman Reigns came out after the match and stared down Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens started to leave. Chris Jericho came out. They had him surrounded. Mick Foley came out. And knows Roman wants his title match. So next week it's Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in a non-title match. And if Roman wins, he will be added to the Clash of Champions main event. Jericho then ate a spear from Roman, so Roman stood tall, the fans booed, and yes, LeMans, I'm with you, I think Rusev will interfere and cause Roman Reigns the match. Because there's no way they're making it a triple threat match, because no one wants to see Roman Reigns in the main event for the WWE Universal title right now. It's a sticky situation. They want to push Roman, they really, really do. They want him to be the featured performer, but it's not getting over. It's just not. We've talked about it over and over on the rack, on this show, on WTR. We've talked about it. It's not working. The fans just don't want to see it right now. Let there be the movement. Let that there be a groundswell movement to where we finally want to see him as champion. Then do it. But until then, just stop. If he loses flat out clean to Kevin Owens, that'll be great. I don't see it happening. I see Rusev showing up and that'll be the finish. Here's the thing about this entire show tonight. If it was a 2-hour show, it would have been a great 2-hour show. Once you hit 10 o'clock tonight, the third hour, and you had Old Day, Darren Young, and Titus O'Neil, this show went off a cliff. It went off a complete cliff. It started climbing back up with Owens and Zayn and the Sasha stuff, but for a good 30, 40 minutes, it just died. I mean, it died. Like, the first hour, all you had was Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, and it was like, you didn't throw a lot of things into that first hour, and you only used like a handful of people. But by the third hour, it's person, 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 person. It's like, we're gonna throw everything at you. And it just made the show feel really, really long. That's it. It just felt really, really long. And it was a struggle to get through. So yeah, I will say this. Kevin Owens was featured throughout. They had a Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens promo, and Kevin talked about how he won the race, and Zayn was like, no, you haven't. They will fight forever. We all know that. That was a good little segment they had backstage. They just have great chemistry, and we all knew that. We all really know that. But yeah, the show dragged tonight in the third hour. And boy, when Monday Night Football comes next week, those clickers, the old clicker, yep, people may be changing some channels during different parts of the show. You can already feel it. It has that we have too much time on our hands type of feel to it right now, and they gotta tighten it up. Give us longer matches or just invest more in people that we care about and don't push the people we don't. Maybe when the cruiserweights show up, that'll spice things up. Hopefully it does. So yeah, just the one thing I agree with Titus O'Neil about. No one cares about making Darren Young great again. No, you just really don't care. That's just me. Anyway, this was an experiment. I hope this was entertaining. I hope I kept you interested for 20 minutes. If I did, great. Thank you for listening. But this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night is The Rack with myself and Lindsay Ward. We will preview WWE Backlash. We will talk NXT and all the news. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to youtube.com/RackRadioShow for all the WWE Backlash simulations. Follow the show on Twitter, @RackRadioShow, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, RackRadioShow, RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight issues, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll be doing things, playing games, and all that fun stuff. It's CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight issues. Hashtag Blame Rob on a Celebrity Die. CBRA Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday is Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega, 11 p.m. Eastern, covering WWE Backlash. Backlash. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And this will be the actual Raw Post Show. Myself and Lindsay Ward. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you're in the NFL, you want to join our Pick'em group, it's ESPN, hit me up at Wild Talk Radio or on Facebook, and I'll let you in on the Pick'em and all that fun stuff. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard, LNSWRD. Check out our website, psychwarddesign.com. If you like her artwork, check it out at behance.net/LindsWard, same as her Twitter. Thanks to Gerwick.net. Thanks to Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Thank you all for listening to me, solo, me, you, and a microphone at the Raw Post Show, right here, Long Arrows at the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, get us on TuneIn Radio. Just search at Wild Talk Radio Network, as always, on iTunes as well. Down with Team Intern, hashtag Team Rock, for the win. See you Thursday night for the rack, and right back here, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.